Hi, I'm Lindsay Tyson, the CMO at Meridian Enterprise. I'm here today with Doug Tracy, the president and CEO at Quiver River Electric Cooperative in Troy, Missouri. And today we're going to talk a little bit about technology and the role technology plays at his cooperative. What is the role that technology plays in the long-term strategy here at Quiver River specifically?
Well, it is a tough balance trying to find that line between needing to, because a lot of technology is expensive. It's not something that can easily be done. You have to budget for it. You have to plan for it. Being a not-for-profit, trying to be good stewards of our membership's money, you always have to try to find that balance. And one thing about technology, too, is it's not just getting the software. It's the maintenance agreements. It's the support fees. It's the licensing and all of that, depending on what type of software it is. So we do have to look at it very closely before we make those decisions and make those types of investments. We're in a period now of sustained rate increases from our power supplier. So we already have, that kind of adds another layer as we're looking at making some kind of capital investment in the software. It adds another layer when we already know we've got rate pressures that our members are going to be facing. And if we go out and spend too much too quickly on the technology side, then that just adds to the burden for the members. That being said, you also cannot just have a hiatus and decide you're not going to spend anything on technology, because we need to gain those efficiencies, which then can in turn save us money by being more efficient, and then also giving our members more options as they look for ways to provide energy efficiency to them, or ways to report outages, or all of the speed and efficiency that everyone has kind of come to want and need at this point.
You brought up a really good point talking about the rate increases. And so another piece of that puzzle for you guys, I would assume, is the influence that the industry has on technology decisions, as well as any regulatory changes that come about that you really don't have any control of. So can you talk a little bit about how you guys handle those types of situations here at Quiver River, and if that affects how you adopt technology?
Yeah, it is. Of course, when you get into legislation, you never know what's going to happen. We try to stay abreast of that as much as we can. But we have a net metering law, for example, in Missouri that is very unique and unlike any other state in the country. Meridian had to do some work on getting Missouri co-ops to be able to be compliant with that. But it's just an example of how anything can change once the legislature decides to change. And there's different bills now that could impact how we do things, as far as like customer choice bills, solar, some of those things that are out there that we do have to keep a watch of to see where is this heading, what is this going to do, and how would this impact us if this were to become law. Do we have the technology available now to do that, or is it something we need to start looking into? We look into it. Where are we going to go? What do we need it to do? What's the cost going to be? So it definitely does help drive some of those decisions on what those laws and potential legislation could be.
Great. And you talked a little bit about being good stewards of your members' resources and being conscious of the funds and those sort of things. So talk a little bit about how your technology choices on the other side of that enhance the member experience.
Well, we have a very wide-ranging demographic of members. We have a lot of transient members. We're in a suburban area, and so we have a lot of people that move in and then move out for jobs. And really what we've found with a lot of our membership now is they want two things. They want their lights to come on when they flip the switch, and they want the bill to be as low as they possibly can. And they don't want to have to think about anything else. They want the convenience of being able to report an outage. So we've set that up to where there's multiple ways of doing that, where you don't have to pick a phone up. You can use the app. You can text. We'll give you text updates on if the outages are restored or how long we think it's gonna take. I think everything right now is just, we've all become used to having everything on the phone and at our convenience anytime we want it, and our members are no different. And so we don't want to have to make them go through different steps that would take longer to provide the service that they want. So we try to make it as simple and as easy for them as we possibly can, whether it be a billing question that they can use chat, because we have some members that don't want to talk on a phone. They don't want to send an email. So we have different options for communication back and forth that we allow them to have an option that where they can get a hold of us and get the information that they need.
Yeah, that's one of the, I think, the biggest challenges for cooperative marketing and communication strategies, as your audience truly is probably one of the most diverse audiences in terms of trying to meet them where they're at and their needs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have different ages that you communicate with differently, and then you have rural, suburban, which they all want to have communication in different ways. And it's our job to provide all those different methods and make sure that we get our message to them.
So let's talk a little bit about beyond technology, the strategic value that Quiver River places on the relationships with their partnerships and within, it can be Meridian or Futura or within the industry in general. What is the importance of those collaborations and those partnerships that you guys build over time?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we have to be able to trust the partners that are providing the software for us. And that is, I think, trust is the word that I would use more than anything, because we have to know that somebody's got our back because technology is going to break and technology is not going to work or technology is going to have issues. We need to know that we have a partner that's going to be there that says, yeah, we're going to take care of this. We also need to have a partner that is up on what the latest, trends and direction that the industry is going. Because we need to have that to be able to lead us as to, hey, we're going to have enhancements, we're going to have these offerings, because this is where we see the industry heading, and we think this can be a positive for your membership. So I think it's just I don't think you can overstate how important the collaboration is between us and technology partners such as Meridian and Futura, because it's just, when we know that we have that backing and we know that we have that support, not only if we have questions, but also that we know that Meridian and Futura are looking at what's happening in the industry and have a pulse on what's developing there, it's a huge comfort for us to know that, we're not on this island by ourselves trying to figure this out on our own.
That's great. So obviously you guys, this takes a lot of planning, a lot of research on your end, choosing a partner, and then deciding what types of technology you guys are going to go with to best benefit your membership. So can you talk a little bit about how you measure the return on investment in the technology that you put in here at Quiver River?
Yeah, I think some of it's pretty easy to kind of put a value on, because if you gain enough efficiencies to where, you can automate some things that didn't used to be automated, like we've done that over the years that we've been with Meridian, printing the bills with Arista, and we used to do all that in-house, and so we had all the equipment and all of that expense. So things like that are pretty easy to quantify what the return on investment is. But I think also, the part that is hard to really quantify is just what are you able to provide to your members that we wouldn't have been able to without those offerings. I think that's kind of the intangible that, it's hard to put a dollar amount or something on that, but it's just a benefit that has really helped Quiver River over the past few years.
How do you see the role of cooperatives evolving in this as digital media kind of increases and everything else kind of fades away?
Digital information is here to stay. I don't think we're ever going to go back. I'd always heard that, by the year 2000, we were going to be paperless. That didn't happen. But I think that, the digital information is here. There's been a huge transformation in that in cooperatives over the past few years. When I started at Quiver, we had paper maps that the linemen would carry around in their trucks. Now we've gone to iPads for workflow and sending out service orders and work orders, keying their time. This is an example of how things have evolved with that. And I think we're going to continue to do that. We have more and more paperless billing for our members. And one of the challenges that we still have in a lot of the rural areas, we don't face it quite as much at Quiver River since we're heavily suburban, but is the ability to have internet in some of the cooperative territories presents a challenge, because there's some members that would want to be able to access that digital, but they don't have the resources to do it because there's no internet there. So I think as far as the cooperative industry as a whole, that's a challenge that hopefully in the next few years we'll start to be kind of turned around a little bit. But the digital information is from what our linemen are doing to the AMI data that we're getting, every 15-minute reads. that we can use to not only help our members with their energy consumption, but also help us on the engineering side. We've recently started droning that we get a lot of information, can see potential outage problems before they happen, because you can't see a cracked insulator from standing on the ground, but you can see it when you got a drone over the top of a pole. So just things like that, I think, are really helping to transform the industry. And that's why I think it's really rewarding to see the industry kind of embrace what this new technology can do for us and help us serve our members.
You know, I feel like you're very much a leader in this industry. You play a role on our board of directors, but you also serve on other boards, and you're very involved in the cooperative world. So talk a little bit about how you see the future of technology in the electric cooperative industry and where that's headed.
That's a tough question. But I think it's pretty amazing just to see the kind of how the transformation has come about. I think there was a perception, you know, 20 years ago that a lot of rural electric cooperatives were these little, you know, companies that just really didn't know anything about technology. They were slow. They couldn't, you know, they weren't quite up to par with some of the larger companies. And I think that whole perception has completely changed. I think technology has provided that. And I think that people see now that cooperatives are right on par with investor-owned municipalities when it comes to service, when it comes to technology, when it comes to what things we can do. I mean, I know at Quiver, when we've competed with investor-owned and beaten them, because we are very proud of what a cooperative can do and how nimble we can be, because just being smaller doesn't mean that you don't have the ability to provide the service that a larger company has. And so I think it's just been kind of a neat transformation that I've seen in the cooperative industry, just as far as what technology has done. And we're not as afraid of it as we used to be years and years ago. We realize there's a cost, but we also realize that there's a benefit. And so I think that's a very exciting thing that I've seen in the industry. And I think that's going to keep going. I mean, AI right now, co-ops are really starting to dive into that. And we've started to kind of scratch the surface on that as well. But that's just an example of how now I think co-ops embrace this, you know, these new offerings and new technologies that do come along to see how can we use this to benefit our members. And I think that's changed over the past 20, 25 years.
Yeah, that's a great point. I was actually going to ask you what you see as some of the biggest opportunities in the next decade. AI is a huge one, but are there others?
I think AI is huge, and it's so huge that it's kind of like, okay, it'll do a lot of things, but what will it do? And how can we utilize it? And then we're still just kind of, we're in the top of the first inning, I think, on AI, on what it will do. But some of the things that are out there with that are incredible, and I think we can utilize it. We're doing a lot of ChatGPT stuff and things like that right now. But I think we can even enhance that even more, help with dispatch and just do a lot of things to help our members.
What are the biggest challenges that you see on the horizon, maybe over the next decade, in the utility landscape?
As far as technology goes, well, I think a couple would be, you know, escalating cost, and with, you know, again, back for the being a not-for-profit, trying to balance that line. But then I think one of the biggest things, and it doesn't impact a distribution co-op quite as much as a generation or transmission, although it does impact us, is cybersecurity, keeping information safe. Because used to, we had all these files that, you know, were locked up in a filing cabinet, and you know, we knew where they were. We were only, whoever we wanted to have them could have them, and nobody else could have them. Now all this data is out there, and just, you know, just mountains and mountains of data, and all of that is now electronic. It's either on the cloud or it's, you know, it's on the network, and trying to keep all of that information protected, you know, for one thing, just for privacy, is one concern, but then also the grid itself. And so I know that our transmission and generation companies are really, you know, focused on that being a challenge moving forward, is just trying to keep, you know, all this technology is great, but we have to be able to keep it safe and keep it secure.
And you guys at Quiver River, you're investing in cybersecurity here for your members?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's nonstop. We actually have a couple of employees now that focus solely on that. To keep our members' information secure, because we have an obligation to make sure that we do keep that secure. And it's a never-ending challenge, because it's not like, okay, we get this software, we get three people to monitor this, we're good. there's always something new that's coming along. There's always some new threat that you have to be ready for. So, and I think that's just going to continue into the future. There's going to be more and more ways of you know, it's kind of the cat and the mouse. You have to try to stay ahead of what the new ways of breaching are and try to stay above that.
Well, Doug, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day. We know you have a lot going on here at Quiver River, and we really appreciate your insights on the technology that the cooperatives are using and the direction we're headed in the future.
Well, thank you, Lindsay. I appreciate the discussion and highlighting the importance of technology and cooperatives, as that's going to be not only an important topic now, but also in the future. So I appreciate the discussion and all that Meridian and Futura have done to help Quiver River with that process.
And for those of you that joined us today, we hope you gained some valuable insight, and we'll see you next time.